Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Monday, September 18, 2023. How fast time is going. Hey, if you happen to come across a missing F-35, give me a call. I'm going to be talking about that and some other things. Before I get into that, I just want to, in case this is flying under people's radar, I want to just mention this. The SSCI bill to block all presidents from fourth branch classified intelligence is being drafted. What'd I just say? Okay. The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, and this is important for people to understand, created the system that permits, that allows the weaponization of the intelligence community. Okay, now follow me with this, because this is going to come into play for all of us. I just want to touch on this briefly, because no one's talking about this. The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is the group, is the institution that supports really what others call the fourth branch of government. The intelligence branch. And the intelligence branch, if you look at how things have happened over the last, I'm going to say 60 years, 50 years, you can see the importance of the intelligence branch. And one of the things I've been doing a deep dive on, and this is something that people really, I think people need to revisit this, because this incident explains a lot about what is happening today. Watergate. And you might think, oh, come on, man. Really? To paraphrase Joe Biden, come on, man. No, Watergate. I'm telling you, the Watergate story that we've been told, it didn't happen the way we, it did not happen in the manner in which it was reported or that we've been told. That was an intelligence operation. To be more specific, at the time, it was a CIA operation. It involved sex. It involved drugs. Drugs too, yes. And some other things. But it took down a president. And the question that you have to ask is why? What was the motive of the Watergate burglary? But before I get too far, I'm not going to get into that now. That's really a subject for another show. But that kind of, at least in my view of things today, that really was the beginning of the intelligence, the weaponized intelligence against the United States, against really all of us. And again, I will explain that at a later time. But currently, you've got the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence creating this so-called Bipartisan Restrict Act. Folks, look this up. And this Restrict Act is meant to deal with what the people in power, deem dangerous information on the internet. Now, yours truly is included in that classification. Think of the TikTok ban, for example. Okay? Just kind of think of it in that fashion. Now, SSCI, the Senate Committee on Intelligence, the chairman, Mark Warner, is the current head of the weaponization process. I don't know how else to explain this. The fact that we are about ready to see a refined, I'm searching for words for this to make sense. The refinement of the spying, the encroachment, the throwing out of our liberties under this national security, alleged national security risk that the Christian conservatives or the conservatives pose, the white supremacy, you know what I'm talking about. Things are going to be redefined and refined. Keep your eyes, again, on what is known as the Restrict Act. Keep your eyes on this maneuvering, because what this will end up doing is going to make enemies out of all of us, and as a result, will put us into a position where we will have to defend everything. We'll have to defend our decisions, what we buy, where we live, everything. That's how wide sweeping this bill is. So again, I want to alert you to that fact. Amid all of the headlines out there that are so, glamorous and chic to talk about. This seems rather boring, doesn't it? But it's not. It's those kind of things, at least in my particular learned view, are the ones that will come back and hurt us badly in a big way. Warner was on with, he was on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan yesterday talking about this. And again, the reason I mentioned Watergate is because when you look back at Watergate, here's the question that no one asked Woodward or Bernstein. Okay, Woodward's still around, still making the circuit, being a big hero, right? What was the motive for the Watergate burglary? What was the motive? That question has not been publicly addressed or answered. And if you begin to look into Watergate and ask that question, what was the motive there? And who was specifically who was involved? Sure, there were five burglars, two supervisors, and they were all related to the Bay of Pigs operation. I get all that. But what was the motive, especially when you had Nixon at the time winning in the polls? Think about this by today's standards. Who's running ahead in the polls? Well, you've got Donald Trump. What's the mitigation by the left or the assault by the left against Donald Trump to take him down? Of course, it's a lawfare. So when you look at the lawfare end of things, where does the intelligence community fit into this lawfare? Ask yourself. Again, this is not something that you can gloss over. You've got to look at this in depth, and you've got to understand how things inside the Beltway work, or at least have a basic understanding, and the fact that these people are not our friends. We cannot coexist. And I'm being honest with everyone. We cannot coexist with those individuals, whether you're in Congress, federal or state, or even on a local level, that are biased toward the assault of our liberties in the name of or for the sake of national or state or even local security. That's what's happening today, because we will all end up as enemies. So with that in mind, through that lens, I would ask everyone to look at everything that's taking place, whether it is the complete and utter destruction of the blue cities, the border wall, the lack of any southern border. What's that all about? Well, there are, again, there are multiple reasons. It doesn't have to be one reason. It could be many reasons. What about Maui? Because, look, Maui, what was the motive behind that? If, in fact, that was something that we suspect it was, and that was an operation by, I will say, the deep state. What was the motivation behind that, from that? Was that a land grab? It definitely was a land. It is a land grab. Absolutely. Is it something else? Can it be something else? Absolutely. It does not have to be one thing. It could be many things. Do you see where I'm going with this, folks? So look at, when you see something, it's easy to put your blinders on and say, okay, well, this is a motive. It was simply like the southern border. What's the motive? Oh, that's to bring people in so they vote Democrat. Well, okay, that's one thing. It doesn't have to be just that. It's white replacement. Yeah, again, that's one thing. It doesn't have to be just that. It's it's smuggling people in to aid, assist, and also engage in human trafficking. Yes, of course. Drugs, yes. It's all of that. So I ask, please watch things. The things that are taking place right now, especially that are not talked about by the alternative media as much as they should be, keep your eyes on those things. Because this, what's taking place right now, is a lot deeper than just one thing, one talking point, one, you know, people often, they'll often present topics, but really just talk about it. They'll go down an inch, but it's a mile wide. I want you to go down a mile as well as a mile wide. I don't know if that makes sense to people, but that's definitely something that that I've been keeping my keep my eye on. And again, look at President Trump, the 91 charges, the four Biden, well, the four Obama indictments against him, Obama slash Biden. That is a way to nullify, you know what Steve Quayle says, vilify, nullify, and destroy. Okay, that's what that is. Keep him off the ticket, but it's also to make sure that he never rises again, and that his followers, the people who, let me rephrase that, not necessarily his followers, but the people who share his ideology, America comes first, to make sure that that movement, that ideology, that thought is killed in its tracks. Because we can't have that, especially in a world where they're pushing for this one world government, smart cities, electric cars, no gas stoves, no air, all of that. So you can't have the ideology represented by Donald Trump, if you understand what I'm saying. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about you and I. It's about how things are. It's about their ideology against ours. And by the way, we outnumber them. We outnumber every one of them. Think about what just happened with Ken Paxton, in case you haven't heard, just very briefly, the Attorney General of the state of Texas, acquitted on all counts. It wasn't even close. But see, the damage there was done because the process is the punishment. With the Restrict Act, it doesn't matter. The process will be the punishment, because you could have an authority, agency, entity, person say, you're doing this or you are inciting violence or whatever the case might be, what happens at that point? You've got a lawyer up. You've got to pay legal. I mean, it can destroy you. Just like it could destroy President Trump, okay? It could absolutely destroy you. The process is the punishment. That's what they're going for. They don't have to win. They just have to do what they're doing. And that's what we have to keep our eyes on, in my particular opinion. The second thing, very quickly, if I don't know how many people watched, I don't know if this was on band.video or not. Cliff I had a recent program, and he was talking about some sort of cataclysmic event taking place, a catastrophic event taking place by orders of magnitude much greater than 9/11. And in the immediate term, not necessarily a year from now or 6 months from now, but soon. And he gave his reasons for it. Look, you know what? I don't understand how he does what he does. I mean, I have a basic understanding, but I don't have a thorough understanding. But it doesn't matter because I feel it in my bones. And I wonder how many people feel the way I feel. There's something not right. There's a disturbance out there. There's something coming. And I'm telling you right now, keep your eyes open and your head on a swivel and be prepared. And that's part of the program today. With me is Sam Andrews, freedomtrain.net. That's freedomtrain.net. Also, HagmanPI.com. HagmanPI.com. My goodness, I don't even know my own website. /train. Training. See? Eric the Tech, thank you very much. HagmanPI.com/training. But freedomtrain.net is his website. But we're going to be talking about a number of things, including the handgun and rifle training that we offer. If you have the desire and are fit, I highly recommend this. But with me again, talk about that, but talk about things taking place right now. With me is Sam Andrews. Sam, how are you, sir?
Doug, I'm excellent. It's good to be with you.
It's good to be. It's good to be with you as well. Let's talk before air. We were talking about the F-35. There's news this morning. Apparently, we lost an F-35. Let's roll video B, if you don't mind, just to bring people up to speed in the event you haven't seen this. Here it is.
But we begin tonight with breaking news. Military officials say they're responding to a, quote, mishap involving an F-35 fighter jet. Officials say the pilot of an F-35 Lightning II ejected from the jet and landed safely. But the search is on now for the missing F-35. They don't know where it is and are asking the public for help. Publicly available flight data shows sled flying over Lake Moultrie near Charleston. If you know anything, call Joint Base Charleston at 843-963-3600.
Okay, I've got some questions. I've got some questions. And Sam, look, I'm going to say you're the expert in this area, in the military area, knowing what I know about you. So I'm going to address them to you. How in the hell do you lose an F-35? Go.
You know, that's a very strange sort of thing that happened, Doug. The F-35 has autopilot systems that are common on other aircraft, you know, similar to that, but it also has the ability to auto land.
I did not know that. Okay.
It has, it has some interesting capabilities. And, you know, I just wish that the American government had asked for the American people's help in getting $90 billion worth of weapons back from the Taliban, because I would have gladly gone and helped recover that stuff. The F-35, we've lost a nuclear weapon off the East Coast. We've lost jets before, but I just find this incredibly strange for a couple of reasons. First is the transponder of the supposedly lost jet just happened to not be working. Now,
kind of like the cameras in Epstein's cell block.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, and
you
of course,
hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I mean, things happen. I mean, don't, you know, by gosh, don't question the narrative. Go on. Go on.
Video cameras and transponders are really old technology. We've kind of ironed out the problems with those. I find it absolutely remarkable that the transponders were not working on this jet. The transponder on this jet just happened to not work. That is an incredible coincidence.
Now, here's what got me with that story. There was no indication that they didn't say, well, you know, a wing caught fire and the pilot ejected. No, the pilot just ejected. What? He just decided that, yeah, I think I'm going to eject now. What the hell? And then let the plane. And by the way, you said the F-35 can land itself. Does that mean it can land like in someone's driveway, or do you need like a runway?
Well, you need a runway with a little bit of technology, but what's even more amazing is this gentleman that ejected was flying with a wingman. How does the wingman not mark the ejection point of the pilot for recovery? Also, he has a transponder on his ejection seat. I mean, and how does he not follow the jet that is now flying by itself and mark where it lands? This whole thing just stinks to high heaven. I don't know what's going on with this, but I just hate it when I lose my fighter jet. I just feel bad for the Marines right now. Boy, there's a lot of things to answer for, though.
Is this okay? So is this incompetence or is this maliciousness in terms of, well, the entire incident? Because I take it was a training. They were on some kind of training mission. I suppose. Wouldn't that be the case? That you just don't say, hey, I think I'm going to take the F-35 for a spin, right? Go down to the 7-Eleven and, you know, park it there, grab a...
Usually there's an objective when you spend that kind of money on fuel. There's an objective when you take off with a wingman, either flying to another base or you're doing some type of training maneuver or you're testing avionics or you're checking software to make sure it's performing properly at speed in flight. There's a whole bunch of sensors on these aircraft. There's multiple computers. These things are all fly-by-wire. There could be a host of reasons of why those two guys were up in the air. But tell me why the transponder failed. That's not complicated technology. We've been doing that for half a century or more. Tell me why the pilot that was flying the wingman's plane didn't follow this jet to mark where it went down, or at least follow it long enough, right? Follow it long enough to get a vector that it was on, okay, see if it was stable or not.
When you say wingman, just to be clear, I know what a wingman is, but you've got another plane flying aside.
Yes.
Okay. So what did that, we don't know. What did that pilot do? Did he just,
they're not go talking. Home? I mean, what do you? Oh, my guy ejected. I guess I'll go home. Yeah. I won't do my job. I won't mark where the parachute touches down. I won't follow the plane. I won't do my job. It doesn't make sense to me.
Is there any? Okay, so would there be any way? And pardon the ignorance of this question, but would there be any way that that F-35 could have been like a car stolen?
Well, I know Viktor Belenko stole a MiG-25 and escaped from the Soviet Union. He landed on a northern island in Japan. I mean, there have been jets stolen before, right?
I know. I know somebody who took a MiG. I know someone who took a MiG, and he was handsomely rewarded by the federal government. But okay, go ahead.
Right. I mean, we. Jet planes have been stolen, but in this case, they took off from a joint base. Two pilots involved. The steal option doesn't make sense.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe the autopilot option to maybe give some technology to somebody else. Maybe that makes sense.
Okay.
You know, maybe they auto landed this thing somewhere else and let some people look at it that shouldn't be looking at it. A la the Chinese. I mean, that's a possibility, but not just to steal the jet. I mean, that would be kind of like a redneck stealing a Prius. Unless you needed an anchor for your yacht, you're probably not going to steal a Prius. You're probably going to drive a $100,000 lifted diesel truck, you know, that makes 800 horsepower.
Right.
So I don't see anybody wanting to steal the F-35 too, unless it had some new technology on it that somebody wanted to peek at. That's about the only rational explanation I can come up with.
So what's your working hypothesis based on what we know, which is little to nothing? Just in case you find it, hey, call, you know, 1-800 missing plane or something, whatever that thing was. I mean, what's your working hypothesis as to what happened?
You know, I don't really have one at this point. I'm kind of waiting on more information because the limited information we have doesn't make a lick of sense. And I would say if it was nefarious, someone wanted some of the electronic software, electronic sensor technology that was on that plane. And if it's not nefarious, you know what they say, never assign an evil motive to something that can be explained with pure incompetence and stupidity.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
You know, and we've gotten to the point now with our leadership of the military, from Biden down to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Milley, all these clowns. We've got a level of incompetence I've never seen in our military before.
And lack of morale. And yeah, I get that. Any word on the pilot? Do we even know who the pilot was, the pilot of the plane?
They're not putting out the name of the pilot, which I find incredibly interesting. And they're saying that he was taken to a base and that he was okay, that he wasn't injured on the ejection, which is a risk when you eject out of a plane, depending on the speed and the altitude. That can be a real risk to the pilot. They're not saying who the pilot is. They're just saying that he was taken to a military medical facility for observation and that he's going to live.
Okay. And I've never, honestly.
Maybe he pissed off the wingman.
Eric, that's a classic. You know, the other thing is maybe they were trying to fly this thing autonomously and something went wrong and they're covering.
That I never thought of that, but okay.
Makes me wonder, why would you have a wingman that wouldn't follow the jet? You know, and if you had a pilot, if that jet was being flown, the wingman's job clearly is to mark the ejection point and the wind speed and direction.
Right.
To note that for the rescue.
Right.
And for the recovery, and also to follow that jet. Unless it was just shot down out of the sky, you know what I mean? And just blown apart by a charged particle beam weapon or something like that from a satellite. Unless this was some kind of experiment with a satellite. It makes me think, you know, because a lot of people don't realize this, but we skipped several generations of fighter development for the very specific reason to go to pilotless jet aircraft. And we're developing pulse jet, pilotless, no pilot in the plane, drone type of aircraft. And I wonder if they were using the F-35 as a mule to test some of the technology. And
now that's an interesting concept. So in other words, you would have somebody on the ground with controls controlling the aircraft, perhaps, right? And not ready for prime time, or I don't know, something else happened, right? I mean,
well, unless they find the remnants of this plane, unless a bunch of civilians find it, take a lot of pictures that are there published.
Yeah.
I'm not going to believe that this was just a Marine jumping out of an aircraft that was flying normal. Because if the aircraft had a problem, it's a pretty short radius to look for that aircraft. Not that far from where the pilot punches out. You know, can these planes go 16 miles a minute? Yeah, but a 30-mile radius with a vector because we had a wingman? I mean, that's a very small area to search for something like an F-35. So unless they find this specific F-35 and civilians find it and take a whole bunch of pictures of the wreck, that are, we have verifiable things like tail numbers and other stuff that normal people could say, yeah, that's the jet that they claim was lost. I'm not going to believe any of this story because none of it makes sense.
Wow. A lot of things don't make much sense anymore. I'm curious about the timing of this because, well, I'll just pose this as a question. Does the timing today in September of 2023 with everything that's going on, does this concern you at all in any way? With what's going on in Ukraine is there any concern?
Not on something this small, because this story will get maybe 2 minutes on the national media, and then maybe a few days later, if some more information comes out on the location of the crash jet or the name of the pilot comes out, it'll get another 60-second blip. They can't cover up a lot with a story like this, so I suspect not.
Okay, all right, fair enough. That's a good answer. Yeah, I just hate that when that happens. We happen to lose an F-35 aircraft. Okay. Any more Biden's military? It's even deeper than that. It's and you're right about incompetence. But there's also, I think, a level of nefarious activity within the Gates, and I'm talking about the military. I'm talking about the entire nation. I mean, we've got enemies within. So
look at what's going on at West Point. Look at the indoctrination of our officers. You know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of places you can look where you see all this nefarious garbage.
Well, to tell people in the event they're not aware. When you mentioned, look at what's happening at West Point. Explain.
Well, they've between the required COVID vaccinations, the wokeism that's being forced upon people at West Point, they have driven the conservative, wise, super intelligent Christian men and women from our officers' ranks.
Exactly.
By design.
By design. Okay.
So.
All right. Wow. That's okay. Now, let me ask you, because it's been a while since we spoke, Maui. I know you've got some contacts there. If we can, before you and I speak about this, because folks, look, to me, this could serve as, in my view, and there's no pun intended here, as a smoking gun if this is investigated properly. Now, you've got a lot of on-the-ground investigators. You've got a lot of private individuals taking a look at things, feeding information to other people. Let's go to video 3. In the show notes, go to HagmanPI.com. And folks, do me a favor. Please subscribe to us on Rumble and Brighteon, both of them. And that way you can leave a comment. But also it helps our metrics. It helps our visibility as well. But let's go to video 3 and introduce this subject. The Maui Cover-Up is the title. And this, I believe, is by John Baum.
Shortly after the one-month anniversary of the heart-wrenching disaster in Lahaina, the locals faced a den of thieves.
When I was on the island last week, I appointed Bob Fenton, one of the nation's leading emergency managers, and I mean that's not hyperbole, who's been on the ground in Hawaii since before the fires erupted as our chief federal response coordinator.
Listen to what Biden said. He said Bob Fenton was placed there specifically for the long-term recovery of Maui. There hadn't been any fire. He was placed there before the fire, which means the fire was planned.
Build back better, it's not just a slogan, they mean it. They're talking about building America back in a way that will be, you know, more sensible and have better energy for our people.
Stakeholders disguised as city council members.
Are you engaged? Are you a stakeholder? Are you written? Is your name listed as a stakeholder of any of the redevelopment plans regarding a smart city? By a raise of hands, I would like to see a raise of hands. Because the information is out there. Raise of hands. I can tell you, Department of Planning, DLNR, DBED, housing, all of you, all of these agencies, and I'm not saying to you directly, but you're here representing these agencies, therefore, it is your responsibility to tell the truth.
We know very well that you guys, as the third largest stakeholders, the state, do want that land and can take it when you deem it a natural disaster.
And an army of federal, state, and local goons unleashing the unthinkable.
No, I literally cannot get over there.
That's just the way it is. Well, I've been ordered not to let anyone cross the bridge, so.
Sent all the kids home from school because of the wind advisory, and we found out yesterday that we lost a whole neighborhood of children.
I'm talking 1,050 kids gone without a trace. They have absolutely no clue where these children are. It's like they vanished into thin air.
The Hawaii governor had downgraded the horror, claiming that the number of people missing had dropped to 66, but the locals knew the awful truth.
I think it's in 1,000. Not hundreds.
You tell me if it makes any sense. One child is dead. All that destruction that you see, one child is dead. Now they're saying only 66 people are missing. There are 400 plus people they can't get a hold of, which makes no sense either.
You can see a bunch of school buses. These are the school buses that were taken away from the fire by military professionals. If you're looking for the children, they're probably somewhere in this general facility.
This morning on the water in upcountry Maui, the first time toluene was detected in water samples taken from the Upper Kula treatment plant. The lab reports are from August 14th and 16th and detected trace amounts well below the federal and state maximum contaminant level of 1,000 parts per billion.
Toluene is in the water. What they failed to tell you is that toluene is commonly referred to as TNT. Yes, the same TNT that you find in dynamite or explosives.
While local propaganda attempts to brainwash the local Hawaiian people into not believing what their eyes see and their ears hear.
There were some outlandish conspiracy theory claims being made and shared on social media.
Disinformation campaign immediately after the Maui wildfires was spread by China and Russia.
From weather warfare to floating bodies on another island, thousands of missing children to a Maui land grab. Experts say the online posts can start as genuine concern, but that China and Russia are now using artificial intelligence to amplify it, spread fear and distrust in government.
When you start talking about laser beams and heat rays coming from space, that would take out a people in Maui. Come on, let's get real.
Somebody's home security camera, when one of the fires started, it was just an explosion. So they could do multiple pulses. So they got plenty of time to execute. That's what you're saying, right?
It takes about 2 minutes for a 1 meter wide burst to set fires over a mile. And again, there's atmospheric interference, and that's why it's such an erratic pattern.
Governor Green said on HNN Spotlight Now he'll take disinformation concerns to the president.
Suggesting to our own social media types that there were thousands of children gone.
The problem is that information is so abundant that the Chinese don't even know half of the story. John Bound reporting.
And folks, that's why I opened this show how I did. The Restrict Act, the Senate Select Subcommittee on Intelligence, the fact that they will control the information. That's why I opened the way I did. And to give you a little bit of background and history, but Sam Andrews, there are so many things that are wrong with what's coming out of Maui. The fact that residents can't return to their homes, the fact, and this is something you had mentioned again before the show. What we saw was a clip in there of a man speaking to the local council. And it's interesting how many of the local council members were part of larger organizations and benefactors of, ultimately will be benefactors of this crisis, of the series of the fires. There's so much to talk about this. I don't even know where to start. Make some sense out of this, if you don't mind.
Sure. Historically, when we have natural disasters, right?
Yep.
We We bring federal money in, we bring state aid in, neighbors come and they bring help and they bring their labor and they mix their labor to restore the community with the people that are local to the community better than it was.
That's right.
That's the American spirit. That's the America I grew up in. Now look what's happening in Lahaina. You don't see people flooding from all over to help these people and restore them and try to make them whole. You don't see any of that. You see the military, you see the police, you see the council, the local government, the state government, all controlling the area and trying to control the information flow from that area and not allowing outside groups in to help. When the problem is so massive, the government's not big enough to do what the people can do.
Biden said he had someone there before the fires, as if, you know, I mean, yeah, explain well, not, that, but go on.
Not all of us have Joe Biden's crystal ball, right?
Right.
And, you know, yeah, if I had his crystal ball, I'd probably be in Vegas. But the bottom line is, you're not going to see these people restored because this isn't disaster relief. What this is a land grab. And my grandfather said it best. You know, he said, you know, you don't need to fear these clowns in government. Once you understand them, you do not need to be afraid of them ever. Why not, Grandpa? He said, because when you really understand them, you understand that they're just common thieves. They're just taking things that don't belong to them.
Interesting.
So what's the bottom line? Do the people of Lahaina get restored? Does their community and their families, do they get the help they need? Do they get made whole as quickly as possible and put back on the land? Or does the government take the land and develop it and make billions off of it? Watch and learn.
Everything will be fine because Oprah and The Rock have it under control.
Yeah, there you go. New York Post. Oprah and The Rock slammed for asking fans to donate money toward Maui fires despite $2.8 billion net worth. And that, to me, you know, I'm sure... look, if I was Oprah, and this is just me, I would be writing checks to the people themselves and saying, here, rebuild your home or do whatever. But we don't know anything. They put this black tarp ostensibly to keep anything, the toxic dust from moving around. Obviously, they never said anything about the toluene in being found in the water supply. Now that's a component of TNT. Obviously, it could be used. It doesn't have to be used specifically for TNT, but that's a whole other story. So, I mean, there's so many unanswered questions with this, and the body count much higher. And then you've got Josh Green, the governor. You've got the police initially turning people back into the fire. You've got the no sirens. You've got folks, you know all of this. If you've been paying attention, you know about all of this. The kids being home, no water. Because why? Because that Muppet from the in charge of water turned the water off. I mean, all of this. It can, to me, this cannot be a series of errors. This has to, there's obviously a very nefarious component to this, but go on.
Well, Doug, let's ask some questions. Does this affect the wealthy transplants in and around Lahaina, or does it affect the natives?
The natives, only the natives. Well, I mean, the majority are the natives.
Vast majority natives, yeah. Right? Oprah's not displaced from her place, is she?
No.
You know, and one of the things we got to be really careful as patriots, as people that love America, love God, we got to be careful about the truth. I'll give you an example. I don't believe that a directed energy weapon lit this place up. They had so many illegal aliens on that island. I think for about $3,000, you could have paid 30 or 40 people to start fires all over that place with the wind as high as it was, and you would have got exactly the result you got.
Okay.
And why would you create a chain of events, commands, orders, directions, computer logs, to commit genocide on the Hawaiian people when you could simply pay a few smucks to light a few fires in high winds? Now, let's talk about why the water was turned off. Let's talk about why policemen were directing people back into the smoke and the flames. Let's talk about why the government officials refused to allow people to escape. And when you look at this, on its face, it looks like mass murder to me. It looks like we need Nuremberg 3.0. Right after we have Nuremberg 2.0 on all the branch Covidians in government that killed hundreds of thousands of Americans, then we need to have Nuremberg 3.0 in Hawaii. That's what it looks like to me.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah, there are so many things wrong with the official narrative in Hawaii. And facts are not forthcoming. Now, I know you've got a source. I don't want to give away anything, talk out of school, but I know you got a source who's seen things there. And I know that, like the people who I speak with, the body count is going to be extreme to me. I mean, extremely high. Is that not what you're getting?
Well, that's exactly what I'm hearing. I have been not only a scuba diver, but a surfer for many years of my life. And I have surfed off Kauai and off Maui, you know, as a young man. And I've been on the North Shore, and I've been around Hawaii a bit. And okay. I have friends there.
All right.
And my friends are telling me that this is worse than 9/11, that the death count is over 2,000 people, that they've put 15-foot high fences with tarps on the fences that block the vision of any outsiders.
Okay, let's take that for a second.
Yeah,
why do that? Why? I mean, and that's an honest question to you. Why?
The same reason they blocked the vision of people who wanted to look at the vote counting in Pennsylvania.
Well, true.
They don't want you to see something that they're perfectly willing to work with.
Okay.
That's why it's hypocrisy is what it is. Oh, we're protecting you. No, you're not. You're lying to me, and you don't want me to see things that you don't want me to see. Let's just be honest about that. You know, and if there's only one kid, if that's the extent of the tragedy, one dead child, well, you can remove a dead child in about 3 minutes from a scene. Why for months have they blocked anyone from viewing this area? And I've told my friends, you need to get guys with drones. You need to get them up on the hill above the burn area and early in the dark, and start flying drones with camera over these places right at daylight and catch them doing what they're doing and document it. And you can have a guy film your drone control screen and send it right to the cloud from your phone so the FBI can't grab it. None of these criminals can grab your information. They might grab your drone at some point, but they can't grab the data, and it's the data that matters. Get the truth out to people.
Now, this weekend I did speak with someone who has a drone, a very expensive drone, who said he could not get the drone to fly even close to that area. Now, I don't know. Look, I'm not an expert on drones. I don't know. Is that even possible, or they can control?
Sure, they can jam the area with electronic signals that prevent anyone from operating the drone.
Okay. The information I got was that. Okay, or the result was we couldn't even get close to it was like roughly about a half a mile away in the air. They could not get any closer than that. And he explained it to me, but you explained it much better. So I appreciate that. So, okay, they jammed the frequency. So why? Why? Obviously, because they don't want us to see what really is going on.
Yeah, so you change the frequency that your drone and your controller communicate at, and you go solve the problem. That's how we do that. You can't jam every frequency.
I know he's listening, so okay. All right. There you go. You know what to do. I don't. You do.
You don't comply. You don't comply with this blackout of information, this absolute tyranny of censorship. That's the last thing you do. You don't comply with that stuff. You oppose it. But here's the problem. Until enough people are willing to oppose the criminals,
yep,
and overwhelm their control mechanisms, because, by the way, we outnumber them about 100,000 to 1.
Absolutely.
The only thing that needs to happen is for men to stand up.
Yep. I agree. And speaking of standing up, this is a good time to talk about this. Folks, things are going to get, in my view anyway, things are going to get pretty dicey. And I've got video of the leftist cities. You've all seen this. The carjackings, the jackings of F-35s. I mean, it's getting pretty bad out there. So I'll tell you what. If you are a fit male or female, and when I say fit, I mean physically able to handle yourself, we have a program for you. When I say we, it's not really we, it's freedomtrain.net, or go to hagmanpi.com/training and find out about this. Talk about this, Sam, because people need to know how to defend themselves, how to use a handgun, how to use a rifle in different scenarios. And this is not your average, normal gun safety training. Talk to me about what people can benefit and learn from your program.
Yeah, we do things differently. You know, last year, I think it was probably a year ago, I was watching Fox News, and they had this poor Ukrainian bloke with an AK-47, and he was shooting it, and he ran it dry out of ammo, and it took him about 27 seconds to get a magazine into that gun and reload it and close the bolt. And I watched him the first 5 seconds struggling to put the magazine in the gun. And I thought, oh, this poor guy, come on. At the 12-second mark, I was like, get that thing in the gun and get in the fight. What are you doing? And by the 20-second mark, I got so sad, because I realized this is a grown man. He has absolutely no idea how to operate a firearm. And you don't want to be that guy, right? That's something you definitely don't want to be, especially if there's a problem in your area. And so people need to know there's basically three cultures out there for gun training. There's the police officer culture. There's the NRA law enforcement and NRA training culture. That's the cop. Police officer, law enforcement training culture. There's the guys that go through basic training and they become an 11 Bravo, or they become a soldier or a Marine. And there's that military type basic training. And there's some subtle differences between the Army and the Marine Corps, but not as many as you'd think. And neither one of those systems will in any way prepare you for defending your home or your family in a gunfight. Those two cultures, both the military and the law enforcement training culture, at the basic level, the military culture and law enforcement cultures, are a tragedy when it comes to firearms proficiency, accuracy, safety, the ability to use cover. They're an absolute tragedy. It's a joke.
You would think by default that would be worked in there, but apparently not.
No, it's terrible.
Okay.
And so what do we do differently? Well, we take loan operators that have had a high level of training, completely different techniques, from intelligence agencies, SEAL teams, Army SF, Marine Corps, MARSOC guys, right, that have had training at what we call the Tier 1 asset level. And if you've been on a national mission team asset, or you've been out on CAG, or you've been on a SEAL team, you've been trained completely differently how to fight with a weapon. Well, we like those skills a lot. And if you want to come train and learn how to fight from behind cover the way a professional does, then you come to the Freedom Center. You go to freedomtrain.net or Hagman, you know, .training, and you sign up for a class. And we teach you from the very beginning the fundamental skills that you need to fight like a professional. Our job is not to make you safe with a gun. It's not to make you a little more accurate. You know, that's not what we do. We don't stick 25 people on a firing line and have you do drills. You come to the firing line, you've got an instructor right next to you. He is watching you the whole time, teaching you the techniques that you need to learn how to fight like a professional. Our job is to make you so safe with a gun, you handle it like a professional. To make you so proficient with a gun, you can shoot like a Navy SEAL. To make you so fast at your mag changes, you can keep the gun in the fight like a CAG operator. Right? Wow. This is our job. Okay. Right? And we don't put you through all the basic military garbage or the NRA law enforcement training garbage where you learn nothing of that's useful. We start you on the hardcore fundamentals that teach you how to fight like a tier one level asset. There's no place in the world you can go and get these skills other than the Freedom Center. And I did that by design. And I did that with a lot of pushback from some of our tier one guys. And I looked them straight in the eye and I said, you know what? I said, you have the right to live in a firefight, correct? And they said, Roger that. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, okay. So you think your life's more important than a civilian's? We're not talking about a nuclear reactor on a submarine that's compartmented information that the world doesn't need to know about. We're talking about the right to defend your own life. So don't you ever look at me again and tell me that a civilian, that some woman in an apartment, a single woman trying to raise her kids, doesn't have the right to learn how to live in a gunfight. Because if you ever mention that crap again, you're out of here.
So,
I've thrown two guys, two instructors, actually four now, gotten rid of four of those clowns that are so narcissistic, they think that their life's more valuable than a civilian's life, and that they don't need to know how to shoot and how to fight.
So just to be clear, these instructors could maybe they were afraid of. I mean, in my head, I'm trying to imagine what they were thinking.
I'll tell you what they were thinking, Doug.
Go ahead.
Their comment, and this is a direct quote, you're giving away tactics, techniques, and procedures. You're giving away TTPs to civilians, and that's not cool. And I said, you know what's not cool is you thinking your life is worth more than theirs. Shut up.
Unbelievable. All right. Let's talk about the who, what, when, where, and why, or who, what, when, where right now. So who would qualify to take this course? Just to be clear.
Well, the basic course, anybody would qualify.
Let's go to the when, I guess, now. When is your next training class?
Well, we've got like four openings, September 28th, 29th, 30th, and October 1st. And then our last basic class of the year, we reserve for Hagman people, try to, and that is November 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th.
All right.
And so, if you do anything in your life, set aside 4 days and learn how to use a handgun and a rifle from a tier one level professional.
Beautiful. Okay. What can you do for our listeners in terms of cost? Because look, I know that it's expensive to you. It's expensive to the people taking the course. Do you have any offers?
Absolutely. And I think Eric's got it up on the website. I think he put it up today. If you sign up through the Hagman website, you get a $60 discount on the course.
Perfect. I can tell you this, there is no better training out there than this. Go to freedomtrain.net or better yet, hagmanpi.com/training. The link will be in the program description box at hagmanpi.com for this episode. Sam, I want to thank you so much for appearing with me today. A lot of information. Really.
Doug, thanks for having me. I really enjoy being with you, and let freedom ring, brother.
And folks, contact, fill out the form, contact Sam, go to the training course either September 28th or November 16th, either one, but do it.